Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray. Any sisters listening, this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening this morning that she just starts to understand how things in the Spirit work and that she humbles herself and starts to really just turn to you as a babe to help her understand these things, and that she receives it for herself prayerfully. She's walking. I hope she's walking well. But if she isn't, that she receives these corrections for herself and these warnings for herself. And if she isn't, if she is walking well, that she understands how this works for her loved ones and the people on her prayer lists, which prayerfully she has a prayer list of people she's praying for their souls, to bring them into eternal life, and that she stays focused and comes out of the world and understands that all that matters is you and who's going to be with her on that judgment day when everything's over for all eternity, and she turns her focus towards worrying and fighting for her loved ones, for their salvation, for their souls. She really stays focused on what matters. That's Holy Spirit's voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just touching up a bit on what we've been talking about in Hebrews. This is Hebrews chapter 6. Starting at verse 4, it says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance." Okay, now this is important because after a certain point, when someone falls into that category where they're starting, where they're falling away, okay, and the Scripture warns about this so much. This is Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. It says, "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." And it's pretty simple. Talks about this in the parable of the sowers. Not everybody who starts finishes. You can fall away, okay? And so when someone's at that point where they're falling away, and you need to know this, okay? Especially if you're warring for someone, the Holy Spirit's saying they're in trouble, okay? You need to start interceding and fighting for that person and speaking up and starting to declare war, okay? To bring their soul back into eternal life, because people can fall away. Do not listen to the lies of the falling away, okay? Which is taking place on a massive scale with the church, okay? You can fall away. Read your Bible, okay? Because they tell you, you don't have to worry about it. You know, once saved, always saved. If you're going to put your soul on something, you better have a verse for it, okay? You better have a Bible to back that up. Once saved, always saved is a man's saying. It does not say that in the Bible. You know that. It says that nowhere in the pages of the Bible, not in one spot. As a matter of fact, it warns against falling away, reprobation, okay, becoming a castaway. You need to flee from these lies and understand, okay, that this is a journey and you need to finish. You put all of your soul, your heart, and your mind into God's grace and finish this race. Okay, so you may inherit eternal life. That's what the Bible says. Okay, but you need to know when somebody's in that place of falling away, like it says, it's impossible to renew them back. You can't get them back. What happens is they have to, just like it says here, okay, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame, they have to go through that process. Okay, because you'll see this when you've been talking to someone and the Holy Spirit's saying, let it go. And you know they're lost. They've fallen away and they've gone after their own deceptions. And now their only chance, like it says, because after a certain point, once they start falling away from the faith and they start listening to lies and the things in their head and the things in the lukewarm church, okay, and they've turned away from the truth of the gospel, it's impossible to renew them back, okay? It's just what the Bible says. And at that point, that's where God's got to step in and he has to crucify Christ afresh with them. And that is a very painful experience, okay? Very painful. And it says that they put him to an open shame, okay? And it's a work of grace for their salvation, okay? And that's where if you see something like this happening, you need to be praying and fighting for their souls, okay? And they go through a nightmare, and they have the fear of God, like it says in Psalm 19, placed back in them. But it's putting them in a very, like it says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God in a very terrifying way. Okay? From what I've seen, they're at death's doorstep. That's what I've seen. Okay? But, praise God, you know, they get saved and receive the baptism of the Spirit, and then they start to walk uprightly in the Word of God and on the straight path again. So I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister starting her day that she glorifies you the whole day and loves you the whole day and serves you the whole day and stays focused on you the whole day, knowing that you are all that matters. Let's go all these crazy places in Jesus' name, amen.